Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to newly re-elected Knoxville City Council member Megan Sir about her future on the council and the future of Knoxville. Re-elected City Council member Megan Sir just had the election about a week ago. You know, not a decent voter turnout, but you still 441 votes on your side. I guess my first question for you, Megan, is what's it mean to you to have the people of Knoxville say they want you as a councilwoman?
Well, this is validation a little bit. I was appointed to the council back in May, and the voters didn't have a choice in that. That was the city council members that chose that. So for the voters to turn out for this election and reaffirm that this was the right decision by the council really means a lot.
Now, I know in past interviews with Dr. Bob and everything you've talked about, you really wanted to serve the people of Knoxville. What's it mean to you now to be able to do that and be able to continue for the next 4 years serve the people of Knoxville?
Well, it still means the same thing. I still am an advocate throughout the community on many different things. Now I have the opportunity to actually make those hard decisions sometimes. And in the past and just in life in general, when I take a vote, I always do my homework. I do the research that's necessary. I look at what are the risks, what are the benefits, what are the alternatives, what if we do it and what if we don't. And those are not easy decisions to make sometimes, but I think they're important. People in our community care about the votes that we take, and I try to come to the table well prepared.
Now, when it comes to coming up here in the future, there's a lot of things going on in Knoxville. Knoxville's kind of has this big head of momentum moving forward with a lot of projects. Seems that every aspect of Knoxville is going to be worked on starting in the spring. I know that you're excited to be a part of that, but when it comes to that, what do you want people most to know about those projects coming up? What do you want them to say, or what do you want from them so you can make the best decision possible?
Well, I really am excited about a lot of the projects we have coming up. One of the things that we're going to be addressing soon is we're going to be talking about budget issues. If people have concerns about that, they should contact us. We're going to be voting on bond issues. If people have questions and concerns about that, just communicate with us. Number one, my priority is to have the opportunity for people to reach out to me. I have a Facebook page, Megan Sir City Council. People can go on there and ask questions. I prefer phone calls. Many people have reached out to me in the past, and I continue to reach out to other folks that bring an issue before the City Council. Communication is the key here on all of these various moving projects going forward. And so I hope that people take the time to reach out to the council members to be able to get more information, to provide input and feedback for all of us.
What are some things, you know, you got 4 years now on the council, future ahead of you. What are some of the things maybe that you've maybe held back or some things that you would like to see worked on, brought up that needs to be addressed in your next 4 years?
I don't have any specific projects going forward. We have a lot of moving pieces. I'd love to see either the city or the school move on East Elementary. That's a project I think that at some point we're going to have to address. One of the other things we're not quite talking about yet, but we'll need to in the future, is a fire department, a fire station. Every time I'm in there, it just breaks my heart that that's the situation that we put our first responders in. And that's something that we don't have planned or budgeted for yet, but that's something I'd love to see in the near future.
Now, going back to the campaign, we were reelected with Dylan Morris, who was also appointed just recently. What's it mean to be able to serve with Dylan for the next 4 years?
I'm really excited about the opportunity to serve with Dylan. Dylan's involved in a lot of various different projects throughout the community, and he brings a voice to the city council that we haven't had recently. So I'm really excited to work with him for the next 4 years.
Now, with Jason Everly falling a little bit short in the election, he still wants to contribute to the city of Knoxville. What are some things that you'd like to see out of Jason contributing for the city of Knoxville?
Well, anytime somebody puts their name on a ballot to run for office, I have the utmost respect. It is not easy for people to stand up and say, I'm willing to serve the community, I have the time commitment, and want to make the time to serve the rest of the community. So I'm really proud that somebody like Jason Everly stood up and said, I'm willing to serve. That is not easy. And so I really have a lot of respect for people that are willing to do that.
My last question would be, you know, when it comes to being on the Knoxville City Council, what do you want people to think of you when they think of a council member, or what do you want people to remember you as being on the City Council?
First, I hope people find me well engaged, well informed, and really willing to do the work that's necessary to make the decisions that we have to make.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Knoxville City Council member Megan Sir for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.